Green Mountain Transit is Vermont's largest public transit provider. About half of all transit trips statewide happen in Chittenden County, which GMT serves through 11 local bus routes and additional commuter and link routes. And that bus system is facing a big financial cliff. Ridership is down from a decade ago, and revenue is not keeping pace with inflation. GMT is also undergoing some major changes. The company recently brought back bus fares in and around Burlington for the first time since the pandemic. Vermont Public's Sabine Pooks reported on these updates for a recent episode of Brave Little State. She's here with us now to explain what they all mean. Hey, Sabine.
Hey, Jen.
Let's start with bus fares. I feel like I've been reading a lot about GMT fares coming back for a while. Sabine, can you remind us why they went free in the first place and why it took so long to bring those fares back?
Yes. So the state and the federal government both have helped fund free public transit throughout Vermont during the pandemic. And that started early on in COVID, first actually as a safety measure to minimize the spread of the virus between drivers and passengers on the bus. And there's also this equity piece, because in some cases, the free fares have also allowed more people to take the bus. And some local routes actually saw ridership go up. That was the case for a route in Winooski, for example. And GMT was maybe going to keep fares free again this year. But ultimately, the Vermont legislature decided to not keep doing that. And now they're actually asking GMT to make up 10% of its revenue this year with money that it gets from bus fares. So as of May 20th, fares are back for GMT's urban routes. And they're a little higher than they were before the pandemic, at $2 a ride for most people and $1 for those who qualify for a discount. Fares also are capped for passengers at $4 a day and $50 for the month.
Well, I can't imagine that bringing back fares is popular, let alone higher fares. But how are people who ride the bus feeling about it?
Yes. So I rode the bus a bunch for my story, and I got to talk to a lot of people who are really reliant on the bus to get around every day. Like Gina Horner. She's been taking the bus in Burlington for decades.
There's a lot of people that don't have cars, too. So this is like our lifeline.
Gina thinks it could be hard for people who have gotten used to the free fares to all of a sudden start paying to ride the bus.
I think this new fare they will have for $2 a ride is much too expensive for people.
In a report, the state estimated that the new fares could deter some people from taking the bus, potentially about 15% of riders. And if GMT can't cover that chunk of revenue that the legislature is asking for them to cover with the new fares, it might have to raise fares even further going forward.
You mentioned ridership, Sabine. How does that play into GMT's future plans?
Yes, ridership is interesting because it's a really important part of GMT's financial picture. Because the more people who ride the bus, the more fares GMT brings in. There are some riders who need the bus, and they'll likely take it no matter what. Like Daryl Fields. He lives in downtown Burlington, and he doesn't have a car. He used to take the bus to get to his cancer treatment at the UVM Medical Center.
I had cancer for 25 months. And, I mean, radiation treatment was literally me walking one block, even in the worst days, get on the bus, drop me off here, get on the bus, drop me off back at home. So my whole cancer treatment was like, the bus was great. You know, I didn't have to worry about getting up here for nothing.
Now, a lot of people who have cars, they're not going to choose to take the bus unless it's convenient for them. And for the episode, we asked a lot of listeners why they don't take public transit. And a lot of the critiques basically boiled down to not enough service. People complained about long wait times for the bus or not having direct routes between their homes and their offices. And the general manager of GMT, Clayton Clark, he knows all of this. But paradoxically, GMT might actually have to cut back on service even further. That's because it's facing a big financial deficit due to things like increasing inflation and, again, that lower ridership factor.
It really worries me that by reducing service, we'll actually reduce ridership to the point that we'll have to reduce service more, and it will sort of create a death cycle where we just end up in perpetual cuts.
GMT has been able to put off making those cuts for a while, thanks to COVID stimulus funding from the feds. But now that those funds have dried up, it could become impossible for GMT to go on as is.
So, apart from the proverbial rock and hard place, where does this leave GMT?
So, Clayton, the general manager, he'd like to see the Vermont legislature create a more permanent solution to this funding puzzle. And that could be something like a higher vehicle registration fee or a new tax. However, the legislature didn't do that last session. And Clayton says if GMT can't find $2 million by November, it's going to start looking at making those cuts, potentially cutting a third of all service in the next 2 years.
And that's going to really require GMT to make a lot of really hard and horrible decisions because public transit access is critical for people's lives.
So in the absence of additional help, GMT is looking into other options, and it's actually planning on creating an associated nonprofit this summer and raising money for the bus system.
I've been speaking with Vermont Public's Sabine Pokes about the state of Green Mountain Transit in Chittenden County. You can listen to the entire episode of Brave Little State, Vermont Public's listener-powered podcast. Just go to bravelittlestate.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Sabine, thanks so much for sharing your reporting with us today.
Thanks, Jen.